As already mentioned, Klinger's new Salome is a plaster model. Later, Max Klinger made a version in marble. Today, in the MDBK, the Museum of Fine Arts in Leipzig. But as restorer Stephanie Exner points out, Klinger also viewed this plaster model as an artwork in itself.
Für den Künstler selbst ist es ein ganz eigenständiges Werk.
For the artist himself, this is a totally independent work, which, as he said, has been decoratively painted in a rather complex way. So, in this version, as we could say, Klinger experimented with different colors applied in a number of layers. For example, a layer of madder red is visible under the green of Salome's gown. Similarly, along the hairline, blue elements shimmer through under the brown hair.
Braune Haarfarbe leuchten am Ansatz blaue Partien hervor.
Klinger appears to have made the colors himself, mixing the pigments with various bonding agents such as oil, wax, and lime paste. But this resulted in various problems, even soon after Klinger finished painting the work. Some layers of color did not bind well, which led to color loss even in those early days. When restoration work started on the plaster figure in 1994, over 80% of the facial painting had been lost, as well as around 30% of the colors on the gown. The restoration work aimed at supplementing the color layers as faithfully as possible.
Doch wie kann das gehen, wenn es keine exakten Angaben oder Fotos gibt?
But how can you do that without any precise information or photos? The hands, at least, were in a better condition, and they served as a basis for retouching the paint. The idea was to leave the remnants of shading around the eyes visible, as well as the eyebrows and the red of the lips. So these parts were only minimally strengthened. As you now see, the result is a unified painted image. But yes, to a certain extent, this is also deceptive.
Es ist ein geschlossenfarbiges Bild, ja, aber es trügt.
Today, we can no longer reconstruct how Klinger actually painted Salome's face.